And we're continuing our learning of the book Gan Emunah, the Garden of Faith, Parashama Arash. But Arash writes, Vahine, Yisham Yida Ra'a Ma'od, Tenizek Shalom Gadol Kokach. Actually, Yachol Adam Lasid, Al Yadav. There is a Midah, there's a character trait that is so bad that on account of it, a person can lose their entire life, so to speak. What is that character trait?
Anger.
Any suggestions, Mayor? The character trait that is so bad that you could lose your entire life as a result of it. Any offers?
Stealing.
Character is okay. I would say guile.
Guile, arrogance. Will there any sense? You think also
cast.
Also arrogance?
Cast
anger, related. Could be. So, Avaris is going to surprise us all now with the terrible, terrible character trait that you're about to hear. What's it called? The character trait of Nitzachon. What's that mean? Needing to win. Needing to win is a terrible, terrible character trait. We might have said, like we said, anger, this, that, but no. Why? Let's just explain a little bit further in his words how he describes it before we go into why. Dehainu Mashiach Adam once said Tamid Lenatzeach, meaning the desire that a person has always to be right, to win. Liot Sodek, to be correct. He decides that the way in which he lives, and what he thinks, Zoramet, that's the truth. He's not prepared to listen to any other opinion. No one. Huh? It's called Nitzachon. No one is able to move him from his opinion, from his place, and all the more so. He's not prepared to admit that he's made a mistake or to change. And generally speaking, a person like this also He makes fun of or he disparages other people.
Belittles,
right? And all this is called the Midah Nitzachon. Right? This is a midah which is going to destroy a person's ability, his life. Why? Because it means a person can't change. How I am is the way I am. Right? We hear that from. We all have this, but every time you come across, every time we come across, including myself, Baruch Hashem, every time we come across a negative attribute in one of the Rav's books that he's writing about, it doesn't matter if you're reading the Chacham and the Tam, and he's talking about the Chacham. It doesn't matter if you're reading this book and he's talking about Nitzachon, or talking about whatever it is. Even though the Rav uses, as do other people, the extreme cases in order to teach the point, we should know that these are us. Even that, I need to see where in my life I'm showing Nitzachon. Right? It's not a case of, well, yeah, I know people like that. There are just some people who always want to be right. They're never going to admit they're wrong. You can never win an argument with them. They're always right. Right? I know people like that. No. I know people like that in the mirror is the point of... No,
is
point,
it?
No, what you're telling me about... Huh?
Is it a problem?
No. Which?
No, that we have to know the mirror?
No, I'm saying this.
No, because Abibalan talk about this as a sickness.
What?
Because of people, they like so.
This is a sickness.
They're always right.
So, Rob, I was just saying here, this is a terrible trait which robs people of their life. Right? We have all of these traits.
When you say the need to win, you're talking like win an argument or win a point. Are we talking, is this also on the continuum of competition, need to win in a competition thing as well?
As well.
Really?
Nachon. Even to the extent of, of he's saying here, the person who doesn't want to change their view. I think I'm right, where I'm holding is my opinion. So even if I'm not arguing with other people, and I'm not verbally trying to be right and to win the argument, I still have this thing within me if I'm not changing. I've decided who I am, where I am, what's correct, and that's it. It's very nice, I'll come and sit and listen to a shiur, I'll listen to everything you want to say, but it's in one ear and out the other.
How can someone do tshuva if he's in that state?
We can't.
Oh.
How can we do tshuva? Rephrase the question, how can I do tshuva if I'm in that state? Because I am in this state. And if I don't recognize I'm in this state, then it's hester hastir panim, right? It's double hidden. It's hit, the fact that I'm like this is hidden from me.
You're not lying to me.
Why?
Because, okay, we have some sides to be more of a human. But you're not complex. So these things, they're complex.
And also,
nothing.
But what's the problem? Ruben, if I speak about these people, then I don't need to be in a shiur to learn about other people.
No, I mean,
I need to be in a shiur to learn about myself.
Yeah, of course. But I don't know. Because,
so why is Rabbi Arish writing? So that he's not talking to me. He's talking to he's talking to me.
No, he had a good question. How people make shiur?
Yeah, a different question. How can I make tshuva with this? Is it? But first of all, before I can get to answer that question, first of all, I have to get to the, let's get to grips with what it is, what is actually going on, and how I can see it in myself. Right? Because until we see all of these negative traits in ourselves, not all at once, because we'll overload ourselves. Right? But little by little, we start to see that I have this in me. Then I can start doing something about it. And I can recognize that I've got stuff to change. If I really want to change it, so I have to go into it a bit deeper. Right? Because otherwise I don't think it's a problem. And I think that, you know what, so I like to win an argument, I don't like to be wrong. Who does? Who cares? You know, everyone's like that. So, I've just allowed that bad trait. I've ticked it. I said, that's fine. In little portions, it's fine. A little bit of anger is fine. A little bit of arrogance is fine. A little bit of this. And I give myself that little bit. You're right. I have a little bit of anger. I've got a little bit of arrogance. I've got a little bit. And I tick them all and say, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But it's not fine. It's not fine on two fronts. For a start, even a little bit of negativity is not fine. But the truth is, I don't have a little bit of negativity. I tell myself I've got a little bit of negativity, but it's actually much deeper than that.
No.
Yeah.
I have a view of this. You won't get an argument. But I want to give you a really good example as a Jew. In the United States, there are 153 directors of Jewish federations. So imagine being one of that 153. I achieved that. Then I started to look at what would I do, what did I do to get there, and what will I do to keep it? And I said, oh my gosh, this is so destructive. And I looked around and I started just understanding people in a different light, other people like me. And I said, we're mean, we're cruel, we don't really mask it very well. Just great. But we don't really help as Jews make other Jews better or improve. Because we're stuck. We can't improve ourselves unless we move up that 153 step ladder. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And I know what goes on in the world today, in that world. Everybody wants to be one of the top 20 that's in that field. They all aspire to it because the money and the benefits are very great, so you have the gravity of that. That's like an ultimate goal. We all think we know how to build Jewish community, how to maintain Jewish community, but what we're doing is not. It's right. Just the opposite, because we're destroying ourselves.
Right, right.
We can't build anything.
Right. To be looked at, the essence of the problem here, The essence of the problem with Nitzachon is that it stops a person from changing. We only grow through change. I can't stay the way I am and grow. They don't go together. They're two different concepts. Stay the way I am and growth, they don't go together. If I want to grow, I need to change. If I need to understand that, if I want to grow, I need to change. How do I change? Only by understanding and realizing that the place I was before was not correct. I have to move from where I was. If where I was correct, then I should stay there. It's very good. It's exactly where I need to be. But if it's not correct, then I need to move from that place. So I have to accept that where I'm holding is not yet where to go. I need to accept that where I'm holding right now is not where it's at. And that goes against my grain, my Yetzer Hara, which tells me that exactly where I am now is exactly where I need to be, and everything's great. And everything is... there's no point being here if we're going to stay on this theoretical constant level. What's the point? What's the point in tomorrow? What's the point in the next half an hour? If I'm not going to change and improve, I'm not going to learn anything, I'm not going to improve, I'm not going to grow, then what's the point in being here? And growth involves, real growth, is not just adding on knowledge. Not like a computer where we're just feeding in a bit more knowledge, a bit more knowledge, and a bit more knowledge. This world is not... we're not here in this world to acquire knowledge. We're in this world to acquire our soul, to grow. And how does that come? It comes by realizing that what I know now is not what I knew yesterday. If I look back in my life and I see how I've changed, how I've grown, I only grew when I realized something new that wasn't correct, and I had to change who I was. Right? When I made changes from being a kid to being an adult to being whatever, and various times in my life when I grew, when I grew up, right? We say grow up. What does grow up mean? Grow up means stop acting like it. We tell our kids, but we still have the same mentality. We're just an older kid, right? Had a few years, no difference, right? It's the same mentality. Kid needs to grow up. It's easier to see it on someone else. We can have a look at ourselves, so let's see it on someone else. Drop that thing that you're doing now and realize it's not correct and change. That's what it means to tell someone to grow up. Change the way you're acting, change the way you're behaving, change the way you're understanding the world to something new. That means to grow up. Doesn't mean just to get bigger. It means that you have an incorrect understanding of the world, or an incomplete understanding. Or you're acting in a way which is not appropriate. But whatever it is, it's something that's broken needs fixing.
To grow in an upward direction, improve.
Right. But to grow it up, it means that there is something that's broken and needs fixing. But if I think that I'm already fixed, then I can never grow. I can never grow. Which is a shame. So what do I have to do? I have to admit that something is broken before I can start fixing. It's very difficult for us to admit that something's broken. I'm perfect and everything's good by me. It's an option that the Yetzer Hara gives us. But it's not what Hashem wants. And it's not the path that we're on. The path that we're on of spiritual growth, of changing our midot. I can't change a midah if I'm happy with the midah. Hashem says that they lead you the way you want to go, and that nothing stands in the way of Ratzon, will, desire. Nothing stands in the way of your desire. Whatever you want, you can have it. No matter, you can have it.
You just have to find the path.
No, you don't have to find the path at all. You just have to want it. Our job, in fact, our only free will, our only ability is to desire, to want. Finding paths is not in our capability, but to desire, to want is. That's our only, that's the only free will we have. If I really want it, I'm going to get it. But what does it mean to want? To want something means I need to actually have a reason, a motivation, right? If I know, let's say, we know anger is not a good trait. Most people accept that. And I know that myself. If I don't want to be angry, I can have a desire not to be angry. If my desire is strong enough not to be angry, I'm never going to be angry again. Why? Because Hashem's going to give me that. He has to. It's a spiritual law. Nothing stands in the way of desire. That's all. The reason why I'm still angry is because I don't really want to change it. If I wanted to change it, it would have changed. The reason why I'm still angry is that I don't want to change it enough. I have a little bit of desire, but if you put it on a scale, and it's good to check, how much do you want to change this meter? And the answer is probably about 20%. Yeah, it's a bit annoying, it gets in the way, 20%. The meter is not going to change unless I get to 80%, 90%, 100%. It's not going to change. How do I get from being a person who is worried about his anger 20% and therefore is never going to change, because 20% is never going to change, to being a person who worries about it 80%, 90%, 100%, and it's definitely going to change? It's not going to happen again.
If you've had a major crisis because of that.
So your options are, either you have a major crisis, Hashem puts you in a position where you break down, you say, enough is never ever going to do, right? Something, I exploded and I hit someone I should never have hit, and that's it, I never want to do that again, right? Because I've seen how crazy, right? So I'm never going to do that again, because it was... Or...
Constantly focus on that... have a constant focus on the area you want to change.
Yes, but meaning, what happens? I have to have the desire to want to change. If I want to change it, I ask Hashem, I pray, I do my Hezbollah, I say, Hashem, I recognize I have anger, let's say. And I admit, right, I have to be truthful in Hezbollah. And I admit that actually I don't really want to change it. I quite like my anger. I get my own way, people leave me alone. I think it gives me respect, whatever. So, I have reasons why it's still there. I don't really see so much benefit in getting rid of it. I know you don't like it, and I know people say it's bad, but for me, Hashem, I'd like you to help me get rid of it. Or to just simply focus on it, but prayer is stronger. What's going to happen? Hashem is now going to give me opportunities to see how bad my anger really is. Why? Because what happens, like we said yesterday, when a person starts working on something, it goes through the roof the other way. When a person starts working, for example, on guarding their eyes, you can forget it. Right? You thought you had a minor problem with guarding your eyes. Once you start working on your eyes, hopefully it's going to go from, I was like minus 5 on guarding my eyes, and I go down to minus 100. Right? What happened? I'm working on it now. Right? The reason, because Hashem opens up for me how big the problem really is. Until I actually decide to work on it, Hashem comforts me, masks the problem. I don't see how big it really is. If I decide to work on my anger, Hashem is going to give me so many things that really tick me off that just make me explode all the time. I can't believe it. Right? So that I actually see how much of a problem it is. Right now, I don't see how much of a problem it is because I'm not actually focused on it. I'm not interested in it. I don't really want to deal with it. And Hashem leaves the person the way he wants to go. They're not going to punish us on something that we're not going to deal with anyway. So... But that gives us motivation to bring us up to the 80, 90, 100. I just don't want this anymore. This is wrecking my life. This is killing me. and then we change. But we change ultimately not because I did anything, because I now have a desire change. My desire was low, and now it's high. Everything is only my desire. Hashem motivates me. He gives me the situations that increase my desire for a certain thing. Right? Person wants to go to Umar, the Dugma. It's the example that Rabbi Nachman brings. Right? Person wants to go and visit the Tzaddik. What does he do? He puts obstacles in your way, so you're not going to get there. Your wife objects. You haven't got enough money. You actually get on you get buy a plane ticket, then you lose your passport, right? And you never get there. Why? In order to build up your desire. I actually really want to go now. I didn't really want to go before. I wasn't interested. I only went because the guys in the class said it was a good idea to go, right? But I wasn't interested. But now I really want to go. So Hashem's stopping me now. Yeah, nachon. Hashem's building up your right, your ratzon, right? Because everything follows ratzon. Especially things, holy things, things that are worthwhile, going to a tzaddik or getting with your midot, right? Only if you don't get them for free. They're huge gifts, right? You don't say, you know what, Hashem, I've decided this afternoon that I'm going to get rid of arrogance. That's okay with you? Yeah, great. Okay, let's do it. Fine. And then Hashem pings me down humility as a free gift. And then, I didn't get anything. Didn't earn it. Didn't work on it. Didn't do nothing about it. Same with a positive thing, going to visit the tzaddik. You don't get it for free. You know what? Let's go visit Rabbi Nachman. Yeah, why not? It'll be fun. Off we go. We don't get these things for free because they're very valuable. But through desire, if a person really wants to, then he gets it. Everything comes through desire. Everything. Including our traits, including our midot, and including everything else. Person really, really wants something, gets it. Nothing stands in the way. A prayer or desire. Prayer is only a what's the word? An expression of desire. Yeah, please. It's an expression of desire. And that's why my prayers aren't answered. So no, don't worry. Hashem, why haven't you given me an extra $100,000 a year? Because you don't really want it. Yeah, everybody wants it. I want it. I don't like it, but I don't want it that much. If I wanted it that much, it was that important to me. I go out to the field. I'm not leaving here until you do it. Absolutely refusing not to leave it. And people get right. A person gets to that place in their various points in their life where something becomes so bolet for them. I'll give you an example.
Let's say the 100,000. Yeah. But you have so much desire for the money, but you don't know how should you because maybe it can damage you. You have to desire for the money, but maybe you understand you have to with this money you have to do something.
No, I still think it's still not real desire. It's not real desire.
No?
No. Real desire is fulfilled. It's a spiritual law that it's fulfilled. The reason I'm not getting it is because I don't believe it. I don't believe myself. I don't think I deserve it. I'm tripping myself up. It doesn't matter what words are coming out. Hashem, I really, really want it, but inside I don't really want it.
Maybe there's the desire, this mile you're talking about, that when the desire is high enough, it'll come about. Is a function, it is applied towards spiritual things, not Gashmi's kind of thing.
We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, well, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into the land. It's a physical thing, it's spiritual as well. He made a gezerah, but anything that we want, we can pray for, desire, and we're going to get it. Anything. Even Gashmir.
If it's not
is only a reflection.
Good for us, we won't get it.
Oh, yeah, but the truth is, where does the desire come from? The desire only comes from one place: our heart, our neshama, our soul. Now, our neshama knows whether it's good for us. The reason why I can't daven for $1 million right now, because I know it's not good for me. That's the real reason I can't daven for it. I know inside it's not good for me. So my desire is not real. It's not real desire. And the same reason why I can't pray to Hashem right now to have complete Shemir Atinayim. Because I don't really have that desire. I'm truthful. I know inside. I still like looking at women. I don't have the desire for zero. I don't. I'd like to get there. And Bezrat Hashem, it builds up slowly. But right now, that's the only reason why I'm still looking at women. Because I still have that desire inside me. And it doesn't matter how many prayers I'm making, Hashem, take the Tavan away, I don't want to see anymore. It's beautiful, it's very nice, it's getting there, it's taking me on the road, but it's still not 100% true. I have to get there, and it's what's going to take me there, and it's a feedback, right? That's why it's not done in one day. The more I ask for it, the more Hashem's going to draw me down the road and lead me there, and after 5 years, 10 years, 3 weeks, however long Hashem decides, it's going to happen. But I'm going to. But the reason why it hasn't happened, whatever it is, because I don't yet want it. And to look inside and see why I don't yet want it is part of my Ibadah. To admit that. When I admit that, that gives me motivation to actually continue. Hashem, I know I'm still stuck. I still want things that I shouldn't want. I still want to look at things I shouldn't want to look at. Please help me. Right? The fact that I reveal the truth and I admit the truth is what's going to take it away. If I hide from it, oh no, I don't want to look at that stuff anymore, oh no. So I'm never going to get, there's a big piece there that's closed in a box that says, oh no, it doesn't apply to me. And it's never going to change. So I'm never going to admit that I have that failure, that problem. It's in a box, no one's touching it, I'm not touching it. If I'm not touching it, it's not going to be dealt with by itself. Right? I need to open up these boxes. It's a scary thing to stop opening boxes inside and seeing, well, that's a bit ugly. That's disgusting. Right? Who? But the truth is, the Yetzer Hara hides in all those dark places. I need to bring light down to those. How do we bring light? We just open the box and say, yeah, right, it's true. Hashem, it's true. It's true. I still want to look at women, Hashem. It's true. Now it's open in the open. They can deal with it. Right? Now we can change, now we can move. But while it's still closed in the box, no, 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 not me. I'm in this state of denial. Which is a part of this same idea, which is thinking that everything's great and don't need to change, and where I'm holding is right and everything's good by me. And it's a very bad place to be, because I'm stuck. I'm actually stuck in that place. I'm not moving. A person can be stuck in that place their whole life. And we know that's true, right? We don't look, it's not easy for us to look at ourselves, but we can look at other people and they're just our mirrors. Right? We see other people, family, friends. We know they don't move. Haven't moved. He's the same guy he was when he was 17, since I first knew him. He's not changed. Still doing the same, right? That's people. That's us. To an extent, we also have all of these sicknesses and illnesses. Maybe not as strong, maybe we're working on a little bit. We still have them. But we can work on them, we can change them. Just by asking Hashem, we just have to. His body do it is really telling the truth. Speaking to Hashem in your own words is telling the truth what's going on with you. And letting him solve the problem about how to fix it. I have no idea how to fix it. I have no idea how to get from a place of wanting to look at women to getting to a place of not wanting to look at women. From between there and there, it's not. I can't move myself spiritually, emotionally, from A to B. It's not going to happen. But he can. So what's my job? My job is just to be honest and say, Hashem, look, this is the situation. You need to sort it out. I'm asking you need to sort it out. It's not being chutzpahdik. He's the only one who can sort it out. Not me. There's no spiritual surgery that I can do that I can start moving things around. Right? If I have anger, I have anger. If I have arrogance, I have arrogance. There's no on-off switch for anger that you can switch off. Get angry, you get angry. Somebody annoys you, you get angry. What are you meant to do? So the answer is I need to tell him to turn the switch off. It's his switch. It's not mine. He's the one who's triggering me. Ding, 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 right? If I want it and I set it with the correct desire, he say, yeah, for sure, whatever you want, my son. He's very happy to give it to me when I've built up that desire to change. When I've got there, because then I've done the spiritual work, the effort, that I really don't want it now. You really don't want it now? 100%. It's gone. Tov, Be'ezrat Hashem, will continue tomorrow.
But you don't have to change the argument.
Same thing.